Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Question Time Quickie with Liz and Tom on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. I'm Liz Best.
And I'm Tom Harris. You've joined us here on the That's Not Canon Network.
It's the easy listening. I don't know. I was trying something different. I don't know when it turned into love song dedication.
AM radio. That's where we belong. Yes. We'll be going right through to 5 a.m. And if we could have calls from anyone that isn't a baker, that would be lovely. You join us on a questions thing.
Question time. Quickie. It's a question time quickie. I got questions and hopefully we got answers.
Hopefully
one of you guys at home has an answer. So that yeah, we can share and pass on.
If we've ever given shit or subpar advice and you can better us with advice, let us know, please.
Yes, and if we've ever given excellent advice that's helped you, we also want to know that too, because sometimes we don't like to have our spirits completely crushed.
No, not all the time.
We want the best advice for everyone concerned, and if that means you need to trump our advice, great. If that means you need to tell us that we're on the right track, also great.
That's right, it's not about us.
No, this is about you. Here is a question from you for you. I was at my parents for a few days with my boyfriend. Today, they asked me if that he helped me pack the car, etc., and basically made it seem like I weighed on him hand and foot. My dad actually said that he doesn't want me to be with someone that I do that for. My grandma also asked me if he helps make the bed and do the dishes, etc., so I feel like my mom said something to my grandma. After thinking about it, I do a lot for him when we're together, like cooking, dishes, etc. What do I say to my boyfriend about this, and how do I stop doing it? Edit. So I got this as a follow-up. My mum said, your dad said that he has yet to see him get anything for you or even ask you if you want anything in this visit.
Interesting. So it's family members who are, let's say, very close to but also very biased towards one person in the relationship, right? Noticing the lack of behavior or lack of action.
The little edit, I think, has says everything. The fact that the dad has been looking for acts of service and has yet to see one during the whole visit isn't just a notice behavior, it's a pattern.
So you'll have a better idea. I don't know if you are living together and then where there's so much more room for acts of service, or if you are dating but you live apart and you go on a date, there's less room for that. And so that when you do go away together, it's more noticeable. I don't know.
I don't know about you, Tom, but if I'm staying at somebody's house, be they my boyfriend or be they anybody, I will... Like, if I'm staying the night, I will quite frequently be like, can I take your plate for you? Can I help stack the dishwasher? Do you want me to dry the dishes? Producer Zane is pulling down the microphone.
I was just trying to get a grapple on the situation. Trying to understand that.
I think they know the answer to this.
Absolutely, they know the answer to this.
I mean, and they were just kind of... Oh, I just love him, so I'll do this. But they know the answer to this question. They just want to know whether it has to be a problem.
Yeah, and this is the thing that my mum said. Now I can't remember the words because my brain's fried. Mm-hmm. Is are your needs being met? Are they likely to be met? Mm. And are you okay with that?
Yeah, that'll about do it.
And this is the thing. If what you're worried about is less about the fact that he's taking advantage of your kind nature and more about how it seems to other people, then you might have a little internal problem that you need to address as well. Because it needs to be – you need to be going, hey, why isn't he doing these things with me? And I think the question at the end was what do I say to my boyfriend about this and how do I stop doing it? Well, first of all, you stop – cold turkey, and then he's going to realize pretty fucking quick when the place, if you live together, starts looking like a pigsty. But I would just literally say and communicate and say, hey, can you do the dishes tonight? And I know that this is still making someone do the emotional labor. That's a problem to address at a later date, maybe. But at the very least, see if they're willing to do the little bits and bobs and then have a big conversation if they seem resistant to that.
Would you ever use, would you ever bring up, hey, my parents and my grandma?
No, I wouldn't. Because you are creating a situation where that person is going to feel uncomfortable in your parents' house for all time. And even though it's valid to say it's been noticed that you're creating if you intend to stay with this person, you're creating space for them to give an excuse to not be around your family
and
to not be a part of your life and isolate you.
The illusion of sides
I made the mistake of sharing something that my parents once said with an ex, and
you won't be acknowledged or accepted into this family
I would say how I feel, but it's not up to me to say how others feel.
But if she, I don't know, I'm just trying to explore it. Is this behavior something that she's noticed or not, or has it only been pointed out to her?
She hasn't, because she said, after thinking about it, I do a lot for him. So obviously it's one of those things where she's probably a naturally nurturing person and has done it, and because that's the behavior that she's probably had modeled. And I'd say it is the behavior that she's had modeled. If it's her parents and grandparents who are doing the noticing of it not being done, I'd say that she probably comes from a family where acts of service are quite big. And the fact that the dad was like, I haven't seen him ask if you want anything or do a thing for you. Would you like another glass of water, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Can I get your coat? It's not getting up and doing dishes. It's just, are you cold? Do you need a blanket? Can I grab you another wine? You know, especially if he's getting up, getting a drink, sitting back down and didn't ask her. I'd just be dumping him, really. Honestly, where's the button? Where's the button? This one? This one?
Dump them!
I can never remember which one it is. There's so many buttons and it's pretty much two colours and I keep getting them mixed up. But absolutely, I would be eventually dumping them.
And you're always allowed, you're always allowed to ask and require an even division of labour or work or respect. You know, you're allowed to.
You don't need to be accusatory about it. You don't need to be you're just like, hey, I noticed that I do a lot of these things and I feel like, you know, I'm doing majority of the work. Can we divide this more evenly, maybe?
Yep. All right, yeah. I need a little bit more help at XYZ. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're determined to stay with this douchebag, maybe even some behavior training, like just when he's up going, can you get me a glass of water too? So that it becomes if you ask him for the thing while he's doing his own selfish thing, maybe he will think to ask again in the future if you give him a pat on the head when he comes back. I don't know.
But yes,
good dog.
A conversation is your first step, but leave your family out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Liz, are there any pieces of historic dating advice that we now disagree with?
Don't fuck on the first date.
We don't agree with, all the negatives. Don't fuck on the first date.
I don't think that needs to be a blanket rule.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Is it saying that I disagree with, you must have three dates before one has sex with somebody? I'm not saying that I'm going to put out on the first date, but I'm saying it shouldn't be a rule.
But I
disagree with that historical dating rule.
If I choose to, then I
don't agree with someone paying for the date. I don't agree with the man always paying for the date. It's nice if it happens, but if somebody says, I'd like to pay my half, you let them.
There's a historical wisdom, for want of a better word, that yes, the man always pays, and that's wrong.
And
yes.
I know some women who have been like, if he's not paying, I'm not going, that's disrespectful. And I think that's absolutely wrong. You should not expect anything from anyone, because gosh, if he pays for you, then what does he if you expect him to pay for you, then what is he going to expect to do for him? Like, this is a two-way street. You can't just take everything and, you know.
Otherwise, you're just going for the meal, not for the dating experience, right?
Just because someone's willing to pay money for you does not usually mean that they're going to be respectful either.
I think, everybody on the freaking planet loves being shouted a free dinner. You know, that's not a difficult stance to take. Play hard to get, I think, is one that we can be done with.
Game playing, I'm
the
over
sort
it.
Of the sort of men like to chase that kind of old school, like
treat a man, keep him keen.
Yeah, I don't know. We can just be. Can't you just rock up and be who you want to be and see if it works?
I don't know. Come up with a rhyme for it, and we'll see if it catches
that's
on.
That's right.
One thing that drives me nuts, and it will drive me nuts forever, and I will strive to never do it with my children, is when people go, "Oh, he's only teasing you because he likes you."
Yes, we're strange.
He's only pulling on your pigtails because he likes you. Now, first of all, telling little girls that sets them up for a lifetime of he's being a dick to me because he cares about me so much. And telling little boys that gives them permission poke and prod and touch and pull and everything because you like somebody. That's just never, ever, ever say those words. Ever.
I agree. It sort of ties into boys will be boys.
Fuck
like
that.
We're just
no, boys will be held accountable for their actions, as will girls.
That's
as
right.
Will
as will everybody on this planet.
Yeah.
Yes, the playing games and that make it play hard to get. I think. I mean, you can have fun with flirting and being coy and all that. That's all fine, but just as a convention, just as a piece of wisdom. No, if you fuck someone around for long enough, they're gonna get up and walk away. I hazard a guess.
Yeah.
There we go.
I've got a general question for you to close on.
General
and I'm
question.
Sure that we've brought it up before, but we've been going for 4 years now, and this has come up repeatedly in my life in the last or 4 months. Do you say I love you or love you to any of your mates?
Yes, we have talked this through before.
Because I have, again, been approached by two different people who think it's inappropriate that I say I love you or love you to my male friends.
To your male friends,
I'm allowed to say it to female friends, apparently, not to men.
I think there's different types of love, isn't there? There's a kind
there
of...
There has to be. Otherwise, what the fuck is the point of this world?
Yeah, but I love you. The two people sitting in this room, I love you both.
I care for you.
I want the best for you. I want to see you succeed. So that's... And then my lovely girlfriend that's sitting
like
at home
love
right
love and
now,
are different.
Yes. You love your parents. You love your sister and your brother. You love your grandma. You're not in love with them.
No.
Yes, of course. You don't, just because someone does say it doesn't mean you have to get to that point where you're telling your best friends, I love you.
And
that's
it's also
okay.
Not pie. It doesn't, if you say it too many times to other people, it doesn't mean there's less for you. Like it's, and also like, I mean, shit, spread it around. Like I'm absolutely for being a love slut. 100%. Because if you tell someone that you love them, like, and like platonically, like not like if you say I'm in love with you, you're taking a risk. They don't feel the same. But saying love you could make someone or change someone's day. Like fuck, I've accidentally said love you when I'm hung up on the phone to a fucking Telstra salesperson. Okay, thanks, love you. I don't think there can be any harm in spreading that stuff. Like I don't know what's something you spread a lot, butter.
If you're concerned or worried at all that. About the reaction that a friend of yours would say a fellow talking
oh,
to myself.
So you're worried. So
I'm saying,
if you're worried that a dude friend of yours would be like, "Why do you love me?"
Yes, if you're worried or worried about them recoiling from the homo feelings, you know, then that's then you have to ask yourself, is this friend? What's going like? Do I want to be friends with someone that can't handle the idea that me as a man can platonic like can sort of love you as a fellow human being
as
a fellow man?
I think it is getting easier for men to tell people what they mean to them that is not a romantic relationship.
We're slowly
getting
there.
I think that's becoming more socially acceptable. I think Ted Lasso is a very good example of a series where men, even ones who hate each other, will still communicate feelings in a way that even when they're the most masculine of fuck off men, they'll still have half a second of acknowledgement of giving someone a hug or, you know, before they tell them to piss off.
But no, life's too fucking short and too cruel and too
No one's
going
to lie on their deathbed and go, I wish I hadn't said that I loved
So go for it, everybody, because one day that person won't be there is my guess.
Oh,
you
don't
know?
Make me cry.
Sorry, Liz.
Oh, Zane's getting the microphone
and
down.
You don't want to be living in regret. Regret is a horrible thing to live with.
Just taking it back to when you said, like, some people have told you that they find it inappropriate.
Yeah.
I think the only person that can tell you that it's inappropriate is the person you're saying it to. If they say, hey, yes. I'm a little weirded out by that, and you're like, okay, thank you for communicating that to me. Great. I'll stop doing it.
Great.
But anyone else doesn't get to have an opinion.
No.
Yeah, don't just stop.
I love that.
It's policing other people's behaviors and what they do and who they love. And it's just so, it's everywhere. Let's relax on the, she said, I love you to a male friend. Fine. You know, where's the harm?
Like, you're not going to be jealous if your lady is like, love you at the end of a phone call to someone else because you feel secure.
She throws around to a lot of people. I don't care because I know
she's. And I'd love that because I'm like, good, I'm dating someone who has feelings and is a lovely, passionate person, you know? If I heard one of my male boyfriends, if I heard a dude I was dating be like, yeah, I love you, man, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I love that, I love it.
Yep, I think.
Although if it was whispered into a phone while I was supposed to be asleep and it was, I love you, I'd be real fucking pissed. Like, that's where I draw the line.
But you're not allowed
to. If it's whispering on the phone when they think that I'm not listening, then I have a problem with that type of I love you.
But let us know, readers. When have you started saying I love you to other people?
Is it I love you or is it just love you? Because I also think there's a little bit of a difference to that as well.
If you sing it, it's different. Love you. It's different to I love you.
Normally with my friends, it's the end of phone calls and it's like, all right, love you, bye. That's how, I don't know where it started, but it's like, love you, bye.
But let us know, did you, in recent history, did you start telling your friends that you love them?
Made you start?
Yeah, did you become more comfortable with it out of the blue? Let us know if it's something you struggle with. I can't get there. That's fine as well. Let us know. I'm curious.
I want to know how everyone
you're allowed
feels
to struggle with
this.
These things. Shit, it's allowed to be difficult. You know, you're not right or wrong. Is that it for our quickie?
We're all done. Right.
Get out of here.
Take a cigarette. No, don't take a cigarette. Don't smoke. Smoking is bad. Take a breather after that quickie. Write into us. Tell us all the stuff. We want to know all the things about all of your life. We're currently casting guests for our next season right now. So whether you have a story you want me to read out in dramatic fashion or not, write in to ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com and thatsnotcanon.com/ghostofboyfriendspast. Until then, I really want to know about this. Do you say I love you to your friends?
Love you.
By the way, Alex from
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.